My name's Amanda Sandford. I'm the information manager for the charity ASH. That stands for Action on Smoking and Health. And the charity works to campaign to reduce the harm that smoking causes in society. We know that smoking kills about 100,000 people in the UK alone every year. It causes heart disease, lung cancer, bronchitis, you know, a whole range of diseases, and that's been proven. And there's a lot of evidence to show that branding is very important to smokers. So once you remove that branding, you realise that really all cigarettes are essentially the same. There's very little to choose between them. And it's just the packaging and it's the branding that makes one cigarette stand out from another one. We already know from Australia, where the measure has been in place for over 2 years now, that the attitudes to smoking and smoking behaviour is beginning to change. But it will be gradual. So we don't expect all smokers to quit smoking overnight just because of the plain packaging, partly because nicotine is so addictive and they will carry on smoking. But where we think the greatest impact will be is amongst children, because they will, instead of being seeing very attractive, glamorous imagery on packaging, they will just see the packaging with the health warnings on, and we believe that will put them off smoking. Raising the price of tobacco through taxation is one of the most effective ways of reducing consumption, and there's quite a clear correlation between the price of tobacco and consumption. So if the price goes up by about 10%, you can expect a reduction in consumption of around 4%. Now, that's not always exactly the case, because it depends on other circumstances, such as the tobacco industry can sometimes manipulate the price. They can absorb part of the cost and therefore not put all the tax onto some of the cheaper brands. But as a general principle, it's true that raising the price of tobacco is a very effective measure. Electronic cigarettes have not been around for very many years, so of course it's too soon to say what the long-term impact may be. But when you look at what's in this electronic cigarettes compared to what we know about smoking and tobacco products, you can say for sure that, yes, they contain nicotine, which is addictive, but by and large there's not very much else in there. It's just liquid, you know, water, alcohol, the liquids that's suspended in. So with electronic cigarettes, there's no combustion, there's no smoke, and therefore the risk is tiny in comparison with tobacco smoking.